second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up here tonight, we just talked to you about how in France there's a more security theater as men in fatigues. It's dangerous security theater, but men in fatigues and machine guns are being placed around this city of Paris and other places to guard against potential terrorism. As though it's going to actually do anything. We talked about that, but there's actually a story out of Chicago where the police have, the feds have allegedly caught one. Another one of these so-called mad bombers that they're so busily protecting us from. We'll give you some of the details on what that's all about. Well, as you might imagine, not all it's cracked up to be. But we will first go to your phone calls, and you can take control of the airwaves. By the way, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Right to the phones and the fun. Regina is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Regina.
Hi. Hey. Congratulations on your information. I'm glad I got in. Okay. I wanted to know if you people are following what happened to Daniel Chapter 1 today. Are you familiar with that ministry that's involved with natural health, and they
I've heard of them. They've got a radio show or something like
they
that.
They're raided by the feds. Was the feds or the local law enforcement?
Okay, local law enforcement, the FDA.
Kind of infomercial radio shows out there where they're just constantly pushing products, right?
Well, they also give people you know, wisdom about how to deal with things, and, you know, I don't call them just pushing products. I mean, they basically have been shut down and told they no longer can talk. And so they went to a court trial last week. They have a constitutional lawyer that, you know, went with them and has been supporting them. Since then, they were threatened with fines for every day that they speak on the radio. This could happen to anybody that talks about, you know, the products, how they help with cancer and things like that. So they were doing it in a different manner, letting some of the people that have had, you know, been able to be helped by this talk on the radio respond to people who had questions. I mean, the alternative is the medical model, and we know what that's all about. And so when they did their first hearing down in Washington, D.C., they had people that actually showed up, left their jobs or, you know, their homes, spent their own money to get there, and they weren't even allowed to testify for Daniel Chapter 1. They had guards taking them to different, even if they had to go to the bathroom, they had armed guards taking them to the bathroom. Then they got another hearing. This was something they wouldn't sign. There were like 140 different natural health companies that went ahead and signed something to give up their data list or something of subscribers, and they refused to do that. So they're like on the hot seat with the FTC.
Yeah, I think it's a shame. What you're saying is happening is what's happened. I have no reason to disbelieve you that these folks would be targeted like that. I think that anybody should be free to make whatever claims they want to, and then that the buyers should beware. I mean, I don't know if their products are good or what. People have their testimonials, and that's worth something. But I think that the idea that there should be this monopolistic agency out there shutting down everybody who hasn't asked their permission to speak is pretty outrageous.
I believe it's Daniel Chapter 1, freedom.com. They have a website if you want to look into it, accentradio.com. And okay. You may even want to try to get them on. They're a real humble couple we hear up here on a local AM station. That's how I got introduced to them. And people, like I said, do call in with their testimony of how they've been helped by the product. The FTC and obviously the FDA.
Their show is based around pushing their line of products, you know, so that's what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, that's part of the dilemma they have, is that if they're pushing their own products, it's harder to appear non-biased. However, there was also a story of a fellow who was selling an anti-cancer remedy who actually moved to Ecuador and was selling it online, and the feds actually went to Ecuador and kidnapped him.
Wow.
And brought him back to the United States and threw him in jail.
So he went there thinking he would be able to escape their grasp, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Regina. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That show has kind of a questionable feel for me. Not that I've ever heard it, but they're named after a Bible verse, and you go to their website, and right out the gate, there's products that are in your face. It doesn't sound like the most entertaining radio to me, but hey, to each their own.
I think I have heard this show, and if so, I found it to be, you know, some of sort of had a like I believed some of the things that they were saying. But you know, it doesn't matter. You should be able to get on the radio and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, if you're making claims for your product and your product doesn't live up to its claims, I think that's fraud, and I think that people. Individuals who have to pay if they lose should be able to take you to court, and you know, enough of these rulings, and pretty soon nobody's going to buy from you.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, I'm actually on their website right now. I'm looking at some of their products, and some of them look pretty decent, but you can't always go by the ingredients because it depends on how the herbs were processed, you know, where they were grown.
It does happen, yeah.
And there's a lot of factors there to determine if they're how the potency, and the potency might be not even consistent. It really takes a very a company that really knows what they're doing. I don't know if these people do, but the products actually look decent from what I can see.
Let's continue here. But there's a lot of natural remedies out there, and as you're saying, which ones do
work?
Some ones do.
You have to try them and see how they feel in your body and see if they work. It's not a big investment in most cases.
I wonder
bucks.
If they're going to let people on their radio show who didn't have a positive experience.
It's better than dying from pharmaceutical.
Sure. But you know what I'm saying? Where, yeah. Like, they're taking phone calls from people all talking about how great their product is.
Is anybody allowed to get on, you know, when Merck buys a 30-second spot on the television, are they allowed to get on there and talk about how the drug killed their grandmother? Because
no, certainly
more
not.
People die from prescription drugs every yep. year that are that they're taking according to the prescription than any of these natural remedies ever, than illegal drugs, as
yeah,
a matter
yeah.
of fact.
The interactions from naturals remedies is minimal, and the worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work, whereas you know what happens with the other medicine.
Let's continue here with your thoughts about what you want. Robin is listening in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robin. Robin in
Hi,
Ontario.
Gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about my recent trip to New Hampshire, but first, interesting story out of Edmonton, where a police constable was in a hearing, and he was found to have committed two counts of discreditable conduct by drinking and driving and then later lying about it. And the only thing that has happened to him is that he was reduced in rank for 2 years. So he's lost about $30,000 in income, but he wasn't fired.
It's good to be in the gang, huh?
And the Edmonton Police Association president is saying that, you know, what did happen was too harsh.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Too much. Yeah. Anyway, I had occasion to be a tourist in New Hampshire this summer. And
oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know that you guys really give talk about how beautiful your state is enough.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful places out there.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, indeed it is, but it's also, you know, for one, we're city slickers, right? And so, you know, some people like trees and you know, topography more than others. Sometimes when it's like leaf peeper season, when the leaves are changing here, it'll totally take my breath away. It'll catch me by surprise. But I've never been the kind of guy that says, wow, this is amazingly beautiful. I've always been the kind of guy who wants to be surrounded by buildings and things like that.
Oh, I understand.
And,
well, let me tell everybody that
okay,
it's
please.
Really a gorgeous state. I was out in Portsmouth on the coast, and what a pleasant place to visit. Friendly people. Very economical as far as a tourist is concerned, as far as costs. It was a pleasure. I'd love to move there.
Well, fantastic. Great reason to go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. When I look at places, I think a lot of places are very pretty in different ways. I certainly believe that New Hampshire is a pretty place to live, but is it that much more beautiful than Vermont? I doubt it.
No, but you see, I drove there through upper state New York,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it's certainly more gorgeous than upper state New York.
Indeed. Really? Why?
Oh, just the different, maybe I'm a trees and lake type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of lakes in upper state New York, but I just found that your state was gorgeous.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. For me, the big attraction is the people, the liberty-loving people that are making the move here as part of the Free State Project. And I would have moved to Alaska with those folks, too, if Alaska had been chosen. And I thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you enjoyed your visit. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you moved to Alaska.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find features there for free, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours. On the front page, you go back for the last week, and then if you click to the archive section, that takes you back to the very end of 2006. All free, And courtesy of HostGator.
That's right, HostGator.freetalklive.com. That's the portal that we've set up for you to get your first month completely free of web hosting there from HostGator. They are a worldwide leader in web hosting. They can make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. They've got free site builder tools and templates right there to make it easy for you at HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we are going to continue taking your phone calls. Let's talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
I've been listening to the show for a couple of weeks, and I like it.
Thanks, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just confused. Last week, you were someone called in, and they mentioned the name Alex Jones, and you said that he's an angry man and you know, should stay away from him, as if anger in itself is an unacceptable state of mind. I don't understand why you would say that. I don't understand the strategy behind it, you know?
Well, I don't think that anger is unacceptable. I just don't think it's healthy.
I don't think that I did not hear that. I don't recall having heard that, but
You've heard me say that about Alex Jones before.
Staying away from Alex Jones. I think we would recommend people staying away from being angry. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that makes sense to me, but you told the person, you know, I would stay away from him because he's an angry person. I just don't understand why someone who's just reacting to someone who perceives their liberties being taken away from reacting in an angry way, why should you would turn someone away? If anger is a very natural function.
Right. I think that anger can spread. I think that people can be influenced to be
more angry. What's wrong with someone being angry or anger spreading?
I think it's unhealthy. I think it's
not healthy in what way?
It can be used in a positive way. You know, remember the bumper sticker that says, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, but when I used to feel anger, and this is sort of where the advice is coming from, and I don't remember this at all, so I'm
You don't ever recall me saying that Alex Jones tends to be angry?
I know Alex Jones tends to be angry. He'll even advocate anger as a method. Yeah. However, I wouldn't tell somebody that they shouldn't listen to Alex Jones. What I would say that is if you're angry, and mostly your anger is going to result in impotence, because there's nothing you can do with your anger, and this is how
I think anger is a great motivator sometimes.
For what? What are you going to get motivated to do?
No, you're motivated to take action and maybe have people vote on something a certain way. It motivates people to do things like that, I think.
Yeah, I think that when it comes down to the voting thing, generally, if you're in some place where you're feeling angry, and for me, geographically, when I was in Sarasota, Florida, I felt angry, and there was a reason, because I was never going to have any success. If I got with the Libertarian Party or whatever, and we passed out some videos and tried to get some particular issue voted on or whatever, we'd be taking one step forward while the politicians took 10 steps the other direction. And so there's no opportunity. And you're going to just totally be that much more angry because by the time you're done with it, you've managed to spend a year and a half of your life getting whatever it is that you were hoping to get voted on.
So are you saying when someone takes your liberties away, you won't be angry and you will just be blasé or indifferent about it?
I think it's a position that you need to move through. And it's, it's my advice that I understand where you're coming from. I've been angry, but it's a position that you need to move through,
right.
Not a position that you need stay to
in
stay
and
in.
To ruminate on and focus on.
Alex Jones said when I was on the air with him, and I don't listen to his show that much, quite honestly. I've got things to do during the day.
Same here. I don't listen to his show that much either.
Right. So when what he has said is essentially, get angry, be angry, and use your anger. And I just disagree. I think that that's what Darth Vader was saying to Luke is, yes, Luke, use your anger. And no, man, I'm Yoda sitting here telling you that you need to be calm, you need to be logical, and if you're angry...
Well, you can be logical and be angry.
I suppose, but I think you need to set your anger aside.
I think you can.
Well, okay, you go ahead.
What anger results in, here's what it was for me, is anger would result in, what I need to do, what a person who really believes in liberty needs to do is at some point when they've had enough, they need to get themselves some guns, concealed carry, and when you get a chance to shoot a cop when nobody's looking, plug them.
No, plug I don't think that anger's
any
for
chance
that,
you
no.
get.
Well, I think that's what it leads to.
If you think anger has that, you have that reaction towards anger, then I guess you shouldn't be angry.
Indeed.
But I think there's other people who get angry and they wouldn't do something like that. They just use anger.
That's great.
For example,
if you think that anger is a great feeling, if you think anger is a great feeling and you really think it's useful, then you should embrace it.
I don't think it's a great feeling. I think it's a plethora of feelings that people have when they react to certain things. And I don't think one feeling or one state of mind is better than another one.
Yes, absolutely. I think a state of mind of love and forgiveness is absolutely better than a state of mind of anger, respect.
There is time for love and things like that, but there's also times that it's appropriate for a human being to be angry at something.
I'm not saying it's inappropriate for you to get angry. I'm just saying, as I agree with Mark.
I stayed angry. Like, the way the government's working and you see all the growth of government, you can't, if you get angry about it, all you can really do is stay angry. And then you come up with these solutions that have no...
Are anger-based.
Yeah, they're anger-based solutions. And when you
like
have
what?
Anger-based solutions,
like
at
killing.
Some point or another, you're going to use them. Take a look at the guy
who... Well, there's lots of killers who are not angry when they kill someone.
Take a look at the guy who flew his airplane into the IRS building, his little airplane. Do you think he was working from sort of a patriot-based anger paradigm?
Well, judging from what you said, you can't be logical if you're angry. So how was he logical enough to be able to fly that into a building?
Look, man.
We didn't say that.
That's ludicrous. You don't think a man can get in his plane to say, you know what?
Yeah, I do.
This crap. I'm going to blow up those IRS people, and I'm going to get in my plane, start the engine, and fly.
That's why I said you can be angry and be logical. And I think that he was very probably angry. But I wasn't there, and I didn't know his state of mind, so I would be talking about fantasy there. But... There's lots of people who get angry and don't do things like that. They get angry about people in Congress are always
angry about something.
He's trying to give a solution here. Get angry and do what? That's what I want to hear.
Oh, get angry and make a change in the world. People in Congress get angry all the time and talk about things that they're discontent about.
Please
and they
it.
Use that anger in Congress to bring up a new bill to make a new change for something.
Please
I think
use your
anger in that way is great.
Please use your anger. See how it works for you.
But I don't think anger should be used to do things that are criminal, because then that would be something that belongs in the realm of criminality.
Going to Congress
and
is
not
criminal.
Not of anger.
Being in Congress is criminal.
Well,
your example
some people
not so
can
great
say
there.
That. Yeah.
Look, if you feel like anger is so great. By all means, you embrace it deep in your heart and be as angry as you want to be. If that's what
no,
you
I don't.
Think
I just
makes
don't think
you feel
should,
good,
it should be. It's not something that you should put down as something that.
Oh, I will continue to put,
oh,
it, down
put it down
because
I think
I've been through it.
Terrible.
I've been through it, and I've been there, and I've been exactly where Mark is planning. Thinking about blowing things up.
That's where your mind wanders when you're angry. But not everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure
like
there
that.
Are plenty of people who don't
you,
go there, right?
Wait a second. Are you saying
that we should arrest people who are angry?
No. I didn't say that.
No. What are you talking about? Are you
saying
you got your question. Are you saying in your anger you've never considered harming a bureaucrat?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, your anger works for you. Good luck.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether or not you're thinking about violence, I think it eats you up on the inside.
Yeah.
And it hurts you. And I know you wanted to jump in on this, Wayne. More come up. It's Free Talk Live. Anger? Bad stuff.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and you can join us online and enjoy the features that we have there for you, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We just talked a moment ago. We're going to continue with your calls in just a bit, but just want to continue a little bit more discussing anger because I think it's very important.
Same here.
We had a gentleman call in to call us out. How dare you say that this other talk show host who's advocating anger as a something that people should embrace is doing a bad thing? And I think that it's a really bad idea to
right, I think
wallow.
He's doing a bad thing.
We don't even know really in what context he heard what he wanted to hear. I mean, I've never heard Alex say that. I don't listen to him that much, but I check in on his show here and there. And the guy has a shtick. He has a way of communicating that some people identify with. You know, he does tend to try to get his ducks in a row and document what he's saying. But what he does is he stirs up outrage in people. To take action. And I understand that method does work for a lot of people, especially people that are on the couch. However, anger is really an initial reaction of protection. It's either covering up hurt or fear. So what you have to work through when you feel angry about something, I think, is you have to say, okay, where's the fear here? Why am I angry? What do I fear? Or why am I hurt? Did this person hurt me? That's why I'm angry. And when you can work through that, then you can come to a constructive place. But you got to get through the fear.
But you got to get out of it, right? I mean, you're saying, outrage is more of a temporary status. If you stay outraged, you're going to tear yourself up inside. You're going to get ulcers.
Stay in it. And that's why Alex has really runs the risk of having a heart attack in the next 5 years if he keeps going the way he's going.
Right. Look, I got nothing against Alex Jones.
Right.
I've talked to him.
The anger that I'm upset with, the anger that I'm not looking for in this world, the anger that I speak out against is my own. Your anger works for you and you want to live like that, that's fine. The anger that upsets me is my own.
Yeah.
And yeah. I can tell you, once I got a hold of the ideas of liberty, I was already at a low level of anger. I probably, to some extent, an angry guy. I certainly have a temper issues, and there's no doubt about that. But, you know, once I started getting the ideas of liberty, I see the initiations of force all across societal levels, mm-hmm. from the top on down, how the government essentially votes, how people use the government and vote in stealing and harm against their neighbors.
Innocent people, yeah.
Outraged.
And how does that make you feel?
Mark? Right. It makes me feel darn mad, killing
mad. What's underneath it? It's usually fear.
Of course it is. These people are dangerous.
Right. So, but that's what you have to get through, really. The core emotion is the fear. And that's what you have to get past to think rationally.
I think that, and rationally, the fear is an extraordinarily rational emotion because they can come after you at any time for anything. You see how they're going after other people. You're outraged by it. And
you know you can be next.
The only thing that worked, and I got lucky. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I stumble across solutions as opposed to finding them so many times in life. When I moved up here, the Free State Project, and I see people doing stuff for liberty, I see the ball getting rolling. I see politicians, people that believe in liberty being elected to political positions.
You found some hope.
Right. There's hope. And once, because there wasn't any in Sarasota, Florida, and I suspect there isn't any in most places, and people are trying to create hope for themselves, and I'm all for that, whether it's false hope or real hope.
But if all you can hope for is to take out more of them than they take you out in some sort of final blast of fury,
they're kind of ready for that.
It's not really.
That's what they do,
fear is good.
Fear is a normal, anger is a normal human reaction, so is fear. But,
sure it is.
But anger is something that if you hold it in, it's very, very counterproductive. So you have to always find constructive ways of purging anger from your body and spirit. And I found constructive ways, exercise, yelling into a pillow, whatever it might be.
Taking a moment.
I don't think
calming,
that works.
Breathing, calming down.
Whatever it might work, however it works for you. I've had my methods, and you can develop yours, but you can't let it get to you. You have to work through it quickly.
Right, which is why I think a message of focusing on anger is a dangerous message. And that's what my understanding. I'm like Mark. I don't listen to Alex Jones's show.
But we were on the show, and I think he said to us, as I recall,
he did. You got to get angry.
Basically, to some extent, was anger is your choice of weapon. And all I can hear is the Emperor. I said Darth Vader, but I think it's really the Emperor from Star Wars saying, "Use your anger, Luke. Use your anger." When you use your anger, you come to the dark side. That's a terrible Emperor. In fact, that's what, I believe that's true.
Yeah, and it's not to say that Alex Jones is doing something that is purposefully trying to lead people down the wrong path. I think that's what he truly believes. That's what he embraces. And you said, Wayne, he's got this personality, and he's very that's just how he is. It's not even shtick. When I was on the phone with him, he was blowing up and
he likes to rant.
Yeah.
But there's entertainment value in that, too.
I'm not denying that. I'm not saying that the guy's not entertaining. Obviously, people are entertained by him. He's got a very popular program. But that doesn't mean that entertaining is positive for you.
Michael Savage has a lot of people that listen to him too. I wouldn't want to
live angry guy.
One of their lives.
And he is an angry man. In fact, there's a post over at the Radio Info forums, which is a kind of an industry forum thing where radio geeks and fans of radio kind of hang out and discuss things. And somebody mentioned that I guess even old Michael Savage has been saying on the air that he's been too angry and he needs to calm down. Because it's not good for you. It's not. Now, I agree with you, Wayne, where you say that this outrage is more of a temporary anger, where it's just a burst of anger, and then you move back out of it. And
it gets you off the couch.
But I can tell you that the few times, the couple times that I really felt angry and outraged in the last couple of years when I've actively moved my thinking away from negative stuff, when I've actively tried, you know, worked on being less upset and angry about things and trying to embrace forgiveness for the aggressors and love toward the aggressors, it's a challenging thing for me. And so there was one time when I was aggressed against by an EMT here in town who came up to me and snatched my cell phone out of my hands as I was recording video in a public place, outdoors in a public place. He snatches my cell phone away, and I yelled. I cursed, and I was very upset about that.
I would love to see that.
And later on, there's video of it, freekeen.com. But later on, I calmed down relatively quickly, and I looked back, and I was embarrassed about what I did. And I apologized, and I wrote that I forgave him, and I wrote
Which
a blog post.
Which doesn't sound condescending
that.
At all.
Well, how are you supposed to forgive somebody without I don't understand that, Mark. Do you not want to forgive the aggressors?
If you forgive somebody before they want to be forgiven, before they've asked for your forgiveness...
He will never ask for the forgiveness.
It just sounds condescending.
He won't ask for the forgiveness.
Yeah. I mean, that's just...
He doesn't think he was wrong.
He wants... If you want to come to a place where he's going to possibly ask for forgiveness, you need to apologize first. That's all.
Apologize for what?
That's the point. Like, there's still that level, that nugget of indignation. And I don't know.
Well, I was standing in a public place recording. I'm not going to apologize for recording a public official.
I only said it sounded condescending, Ian. Yeah. I didn't say you were wrong.
I don't care, right? I don't care how that sounds because, he stole something from me. And anyway, my point being that I was outraged and upset about that. And later on, I felt bad. And I don't think that – I don't know if even that outrage was in any way positive way. I mean, you were saying it was a motivator. It can be a motivator.
It can be, but it depends. In a situation,
maybe quiet outrage where, for instance, we read pretty outrageous things on the air here about some of the things that governments are doing around the
sure.
world. And if you're sitting listening to the show, you could be outraged, but no one's going to know about it, right? That you're not going to be outraged and also do something that could embarrass you. That maybe is a more useful
don't
form.
Don't you ever drive around your car and you listen the radio and some politician is either doing a commercial or they quote a politician, they play a clip, and sometimes I just yell at the radio, I just get it out, but some people hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might go home and yell at their wife or their kids, and the kids don't even know what it's about. There's a lot of different ways people manifest anger if they don't deal with it properly.
I gotta say, Wayne, the science says that letting the anger out by doing something angry, punching a pillow or yelling in the woods or anything like that, only really magnifies the emotion. So I personally have decided, I'm gonna draw on that peaceful place, the one that I found for me, and that's how I'm going to deal with mine.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features on the site are free. So head on over, enjoy those, get interactive. And if you like the show and you want to help support the Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks as well, including the access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. Go get the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about anger, and it was brought up by a caller who was suggesting that we'd been talking about another talk show host out there who tends to advocate anger as a solution, as something to motivate people.
Motivating tool, yeah.
And I don't deny that being angry can maybe motivate somebody. And I would hope that it would be a phase for people, that it would be a quick phase that they would get into and get out of and be encouraged to get out of. But I don't know if this particular host is in any way encouraging people to leave that stage. I think it was a stage for me, for sure. And I don't want to be back in that place.
And I would say that at some point on the show in years past, that if we didn't advocate anger, we certainly were angry
on
and
air,
propagated
anger. And our solutions were anger-based. And I'm not the same person that I was then.
I'm not interested in it.
And I wouldn't recommend people listen to a show that is focused on anger, because I know somebody. There's a friend of mine up here in New Hampshire who – It's my understanding became more angry in life after having started listening to a show like that, and he still listens to it, and I think that he'd be better off if he didn't. But you know, it's not my life. I can't tell him what to do. And just I've shared with him how I feel about it and how I think that particular viewpoint is detrimental to one's outlook on things and one's personal sanity and health. And I don't support it. Let's go to your thoughts and your calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David, New Hampshire. Going once.
Hi.
Hey, David.
You guys are 100% right. A person needs to dispense with anger and try to get rid of it. I occasionally fly off the handle. Like when I'm riding down the street on my bicycle and some bozo yells stuff out the window at me, quite often I'll just snap and chase after them on my bicycle. I'll go straight after them and I'll go right up to their window if they stop and I'm able to catch them. And I'll just like, you know, just like, you got something to say to me, pal?
Like,
you know, and I really need to stop doing that.
Right, what's that going to lead to? It's going to lead to a fight.
Exactly. Well, something. Usually they back down because I'm in such a state. You know what I mean?
And you're on your bike. This sounds like
crazy.
This sounds like something out of a Pee Wee Herman movie.
But I mean, that's one thing. The other thing is like, for me, most of it comes from injustice. If there's an injustice done, like in that instance for me, it was like, it was wrong for him to do that. I'm not even thinking about me.
Sure.
It's just injustice that he would do that. Or it could go to a bigger scale on the issues you get of the day that you guys talk about.
Sure, but there's no end to the injustices, right? So if
exactly.
you focus on that a lot, then you'll just constantly be angry, and I don't think that's a positive thing at all. I've never found anger to be beneficial to me.
It's nothing but detrimental and kind of a cancerous thing. The best,
absolutely.
It's like our president. He doesn't get pissed off. Oh, should I have not said that
word?
But he doesn't. He's methodical. I'm not saying he's right or wrong in anything he does, but it's better to just have a plan and know, you know, all right, this was not cool. I have a plan. I'm going to stick with my plan, and this is how we're going to attack it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if you're planning from a place of anger versus planning from a place of love, then you're going to come up with a different plan, aren't you?
Exactly. That's
and I'm not
sure.
saying, certainly Obama does not plan from a place of love. That's for sure.
But he's methodical.
Politicians do not come from a place of love. They come from a place of conflict.
Well, I think you can come from a place of love. You could just be misdirected. I mean, do you not believe that people that spank their kids could be trying to do that out of love?
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And you know what? There are people who get angry because they're protectors by nature, and they're protecting their family. They're protecting the innocent. And I think, again, that sometimes anger can be used constructively because it is a normal reaction if it comes up, but it's how you deal with it and how you dispense of it that really matters.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a phrase, I before E, which means intellect before emotion. Hmm. And anger is like an emotion. And when you're in an emotional state, you're not being rational.
Not as likely.
To me.
You're not as likely to be rational. You're going to make mistakes, and then you might regret those later on down the line. David, thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231 as we continue. Andrew is in California, and Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, hi. I just had a little revelation 2 weeks back. 2 weeks ago, I got a job. Going door to door for a local city councilman's campaign to basically stop the sales tax from being raised here in San Diego. And basically what I'm trying to get at is, how do you feel about voting at least state and locally as an anarchist, possibly to prevent such things as, tax raises?
I think we had a lengthy discussion about this on the show last week. I would recommend you to that. I don't remember which night it was. It might have been – I think Sean was on the show, so it might have been Thursday night. We had a lengthy discussion about voting, and I'm not going to get into an hour-long discussion as we did that night. But essentially, no, I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with participating in that system. I think that it's one of the few – methods of signals that you can send to the government that allows them to possibly change how they do things. I don't think it's very bloody likely that much is going to change. Certainly out in California, it's less likely than here in New Hampshire because the districts are smaller here. You can have a little bit more of an effect here per dollar spent, per hour spent on doing politics. I think that federal voting is entirely pointless. I think that local voting has a little bit more of a point to it. And I think that anything that is peaceful, and some people are going to argue that, well, voting is violence. And I think that's a real stretch, and it's It's actually seems kind of ludicrous, the idea that somebody going in to attempt to reduce the amount of harm that's being done to people, that the idea that by participating in that system in the first place is somehow a violent act or an endorsement of the violent system is really silly. And so I don't have any objection to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, let's just be honest. You know, the state's not going to disappear tomorrow, you know, or by the time the
no.
voting...
It's not going to disappear.
Well,
and
honesty is a practical stance. The people that advocate not voting aren't talking about a practical stance. They're talking about a moral stance. So they really don't care what works. They only care what they believe is right.
But there's nothing immoral about participating.
Agreed. I agree with you. I'm just saying that that's not where they're coming from.
Unless you're voting for something that is explicitly wrong. Like if you're voting for a tax increase or you're voting for a candidate who's advocating killing
people. Using a handgun isn't necessarily right or wrong. It's how you use the handgun. And the government is a tool of violence, just like a handgun is. You could use a handgun to protect people. You can use a handgun to harm people.
But the government isn't going to go away if people don't vote. There are elections that prove that. What needs to change is people's acceptance of the idea that government is legitimate in the first place. And voting doesn't change that. Whether or not someone votes doesn't change whether or not they continue to pay taxes or they continue to obey the various different regulations and controls that the government people would put down upon them. So if you can change people's minds about non-cooperation, for instance, if you can change people's minds about the legitimacy of the state and the whole idea of having the state, then eventually voting won't matter anymore. If enough people are non-cooperating and enough people don't see the state as legitimate, the state only exists because we collectively believe in the idea that it's a religion. You know, these are people. They're human beings. And Wayne was talking during one of the breaks about how they don't actually have power. It's we give them the power by giving them the legitimacy in our minds. And certainly many of us, those of us who are in the liberty movement, have mentally moved beyond that. But as you say, most people haven't. Most people are deep within this religion of statism. And to that end, they're going to continue their little voting process. And if you can throw a vote in that's going to tip the scales in some direction towards less violence, mm-hmm. I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't see what's morally wrong with it.
There are a lot of supposed small government Republicans who are blatant statists as well.
Indeed.
Did that answer your question, Andrew?
Oh, definitely, for sure. But as far as the candidates go, like Wayne was saying, yeah, definitely, you know, don't support them, don't get involved with them. That's why I stick to the whole state and local proposition. So
yeah,
just
the candidates are slime balls, and it's very rare that you'll find one that actually believes in liberty. But if you can find a real liberty-oriented candidate, I got no problem backing them either. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.